try not to be too shocked, but things will be a little different today. Probably for the next couple of weeks, too, through the month of August. Kyle and I are starting another sermon series. This one's starting with hymns. We're going to, through this month of August, use the themes of hymns, discipleship, prayer, moving through struggle and conflict, and letting those words of the hymns speak to us and be our guide for worship and reflection. This week, since we are having both the sacrament of baptism and the sacrament of communion, this week I've got two hymns that focus on each of those sacraments that we're going to sing, and I'll do some reflecting on. And a lot of this is because years ago in ministry, I made a remark one time, I think it was even during my sermon, about how I carefully selected the hymns to expand on what I had preached on. And someone in the congregation said, "Oh, is that why you picked those hymns? I don't know. I thought we were just singing hymns." And I thought, okay, I want to let people know that these hymns have a lot to say in guiding us and prodding us and leading us in our faith. So that's kind of where we're going this month. So for this first one, I want to read to you just a couple verses of scripture, and then I'm going to invite you to stand, and we'll sing, "I Was There to Hear Your Mourning Cry." These are words from the prophet Isaiah. "Listen to me, O house of Jacob, all the remnant of the house of Israel, who have been born by me from your birth, carried from the womb. Even to your old age, I am he. Even when you turn gray, I will carry you. I have made and I will bear. I will carry and I will save." Please stand and join me in singing hymn number 351.
I was
up, doesn't it? So the first time I sang this song, I assumed the I in the song was maybe a parent. I was at a clergy women's gathering in Dearborn, and my mom was with me. My son, who is now 27, was a baby. My oldest was a toddler. My youngest was not yet a twinkle in anyone's eye. And so the song made me think about my experiences, my mom's experiences, and our roles as faith nurturers. But then throughout the years, as I sang it more, and as I sang the song more and more, the realization came to me that maybe this song is the church singing to me, the body of Christ, walking with me in my journey of faith from the very beginning through the end. Now, actually, if you read commentaries on this hymn, they will tell you that it is God singing to you and to me, that it is God's love song to each of us individually, which is also very profound, but I kind of like thinking about it as the church's song, and I'll tell you why here in just a second. If you think about it, this is an unusual hymn. Most hymns are our love songs to God, right? Most hymns are us singing to God or us singing about the church or about Jesus. But this is potentially God's love song to us. God's love song to us. But like I said, I don't want to interpret it only as God's personal love song to me or to you individually. Because in the Hebrew scriptures and in the Christian scriptures, the Old Testament and the New Testament, God calls a community. God calls a people. When individuals are called Moses or Amos or the prophet Isaiah or the apostle Paul or Peter, or of course, we mustn't forget people like Lydia and Priscilla. When individuals are called, they are called to lead and to guide the community, or in the case of a prophet, to hold the community accountable. So it's never just about an individual. That's why for me, these words are the church's words to me, to us. Because the church is where God's people gather to affirm and to share God's deeply personal love for each one of us. When we gather as God's people, we experience God's rejoicing at the sound of a newborn's cry. We experience God's celebration at the sound of a toddler fidgeting. We experience God's joy even at the sound of some of us older folks who have a hard time staying awake and might start to snore a little. I have had that happen too. All of those are cries of joy to God. I had a nun tell me one time, if we fall asleep during our prayers, the angels finish our prayers for us. So even if you fall asleep during worship, the angels take care of that. Here in the church, we experience God's celebration at our baptism. When our life of faith unfolds, we know God's patience when we wander off to explore all kinds of new paths of faith. We experience God's presence through all our days. I don't think any of us can really know the deep love God has for us that this song tells us about without the community of the body of Christ. This is vastly different from the spiritual experiences we have at the ocean or the lake or out in nature. Those experiences reveal God to us and can make us feel loved. But here in the gathered community, that love is made tangible, visible, touchable, tastable, hearable, if that's a word. In the waters of baptism, in the bread and in the wine, in the sharing of God's love, all that we do through our outreach, this is how God's love is made tangible to us. We live in a world now where, on the one hand, we have many of us who know that we are spiritual but not religious and have no desire to be part of an institutional religion. My children are at that place now. And that's okay. And we have people on the other end who insist that the only way to get to heaven is to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. But in this song, and I'm not saying either of those is wrong, I'm saying in this song, God is reminding us that this personal love, these personal experiences, follow us through all the days of our lives, and it is made real, and it is lived out in the community. And I think this is why we can say, no matter who you are or where you are in life's journey, you are welcome here. Because somehow or other, we know this in the depth of our being, that we need community in our spiritual searching. Many of us wander here on Sunday mornings, especially after a weekend like this, where we don't know where the heck God was. We wander in here bruised and battered, searching and wandering, because somehow or other we know that it's in the gathered body that we can experience a love that is like nothing else we could ever know or experience. I want to invite you to remain seated and sing again verse 1 of "I Was There to Hear Your Mourning Cry" as the folks who are going to be baptized come forward.